Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Quest Youth Radio, Quest Community Vibrations, and live on Blog Talk Radio. This evening, we bring to you a couple of really important segments. I'd like to introduce yourself. I go by the name of Dr. Richard Bombay, Ph.D. of Musicology. I'm going to start out the program by introducing you to our first segment, which is going to be Chains of Events. And Chains of Events is an interpretation of the news as it affects the global community from the alloys of Newark. It's a report on events in politics, education, law, business, religion, and science. Chains of Events reveals the interpretation of one event to another so that you, that's right, you will know what's happening. Well, how are you? I trust that everybody's feeling well. We have to take a moment to remember those who are probably still trying to suffer through this pandemic, and there are some people who have actually fallen through the cracks. And so I would like to introduce to you our student host, Walter Pierce. Walter, are you there?
Yes, sir. Good afternoon, everybody. Good evening. Welcome to the show. And I'm going to start off with my first segment of the day, but before I start, can you read the current events intro for me, please?
Oh, current events?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. But we don't have a current event. I just read the chains of events.
Chains of events.
Oh, okay. Well, okay, just for you, since you missed it, right? An interpretation of the news as it affects the global community from the alloys of Newark and around the world. A report on events in politics, education, law, business, religion, and science. Chains of Events reveals the interpretation of one event to another so that all of you out there will know what's going on.
Yes.
Walter,
and to start, today I will be talking about mass incarceration. And I have an article here from Prison. I have an article here from prisonpolicy.org, and it is by Wendy Sawyer and Peter Wagner. And to start it off, it says, can it really be true that most people in jail are being held before trial? And how much of mass incarceration is a result of the war on drugs? These questions are harder to answer than you might think because our country's system of confinement are so fragmented. The various government agencies involved in the justice system collect a lot of critical data, but it is not designed to help policymakers or the public understand what's going on. As public support for criminal justice reform continues to build, however, it's more important than ever that we get the facts straight and understand the big picture. This report offers some much-needed clarity by piecing together this country's desperate system of confinement. The American criminal justice system holds about 2.3 million people in 1,833 state prisons, 110 federal prisons, 1,772 juvenile correctional facilities, 3,134 local jails, 218 immigrant detention facilities, and 80 Indian country jails, as well as in military prisons, civil commitment centers, state psychiatric hospitals, and prison in the U.S. territories. This report provides a detailed look at where and why people are locked up in the U.S. and dispels some modern myths to focus attention on real drivers of mass incarceration, including exceedingly punitive responses to the most minor offenses. Now, this is a very long article, and if you want the full article, you could go to the website prisonpolicy.org. Again, prisonpolicy.org. But paragraph, I just want to state the bigger picture view, because they have like a little picture, and it's a graph, a pie graph of all the numbers of mass, all the incarcerations in the U.S. And the picture view allows us to focus on the most important drivers of mass incarceration and identify important but often ignored systems of confinement. The detailed view brings these overlooked systems to light, from immigration detention to civil commitment and youth confinement. In particular, local jails often receive a short shrift in larger discussions about criminal justice, but they play a critical role as incarceration front door and have a far greater impact than the daily population suggests. And that's all I will read of the article. Again, if you want the full article, please go to the website, prisonpolicy.org.
Okay. Now, Walter, just for sake of the audience, pretty much I'm a mentor for Walter, because the audience may not know this, okay, and I'm training and teaching. And so I a lot of times give Walter this information. Now, Walter, and he has a choice of choosing selectively what he wants to deliver to you, the audience. So, Walter, why did you pick this segment? Because I sent you more than just this.
Well, for this segment, this it really ties to today, and not just the movement. I'm talking about something that's probably been going on, but has also not been really talked about, which is the amount of people just being thrown in jail and for really no reason at that. Like, all types of people are, there's just an unnecessary, prison is basically a business. It is just, it thrives on the amount of people it has, the amount of people it brings in. And that's basically what they want. They want more people incarcerated. They don't want people to actually get help and actually fix some of the problems. They've just thrown people in jail because that's what helps generate, I guess, their wealth. And it's a business. And that is the problem with mass incarceration, because the more people, probably most of the people in there is probably innocent, but still it doesn't matter because it's a business at the end of the day, and they're going to care more about that, the money and the wealth, more than somebody's life.
Right. And let me just add that you have people that are incarcerated for nonviolent offenses, where there can be prison reform as opposed to this mass incarceration, which is what we see in the United States of prisons, right? You would think when you look at those numbers and such a modern day society, we will have a better way of dealing with situations that nonviolence, such as drug situations. And a lot of people seem to agree now that you see a whole different group of people being addicted to drugs, for instance, when the drug problem, it has been in existence for a very long time, affecting the black community. You didn't hear a lot of the reforms that you hear now. But now there seems to be a listening ear that more European people have become victims of the drug epidemic now, you know, and it was characterized differently when it was just black people suffering from the situation. And, you know, to the point to where people, you know, it's called the prison industrial system, because it's just so many people. The United States houses more people in jail than any other country on the planet. And again, it's just ridiculous. And it's time for reforms. And so from what you just said, you know, you see this as a one of the reasons some of the protesting that's going on now. Now I will give we have a couple of people online of our audience, and I want to give them a chance to introduce themselves. And at that point, they have an opportunity to join in and make a quick comment as far as what we just said about jails, incarceration. And so just so you know who I'm talking to, if your number ends with 6778, you now have an opportunity to first introduce yourself and speak. Go right ahead.
Welcome well, good evening. Thank you. Thank you for allowing me to listen to your broadcast. My name is Calvin Pierce. I am the father of Walter Pierce, so I am listening in. I have to kind of agree on both your ends as far as the conditions as we have in institutionalized prisons. I think that, again, you hit the nail on the head where there are people that he's serving prison time for very minor offenses. And basically, the drug situation has turned not in our favor, as opposed to that back then when there was a drug epidemic and a drug problem, and it's still currently today with people of color. Their solution to it is to throw them in jail, as opposed to now when you have this opioid epidemic. Now it's like, oh, woe is me. Let's find help for these people. So,
Oh yeah, we're with you. I'm listening.
I heard something cut off. But anyhow, that's my response to it. Again, thank you for having such a great show.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for joining in and giving your comment. Now we're going to go to. If your number ends with 7035, introduce yourself, and if you'd like to, make a comment. And if you don't want to make a comment, let me know.
Okay. Hi, this is Valerie. How are you?
Okay, great. Would you like to make a comment?
I do want to make a comment, and just to say that I agree that there has been a disparity of justice with regard to mass incarceration. For years, people were put in jail for using drugs, being drug abusers as far as using it, as opposed to getting them some type of treatment. At that point, you're tossed in jail because you used an illegal substance as opposed to, you know, let us go out and treat this person so they can improve themselves and get better. And again, it's
right.
Like Walter said, it is because the prison system is a major, major business that produces a lot of money for our society. And they always want to find ways in which we can lock people up, you know, for crimes that they should not be locked up for. They should more so need treatments as opposed to, you know, incarceration.
Right. Walter, we seem to have gotten a great topic here this evening. And for this particular 15-minute segment of a show, it doesn't seem like it's enough time to squeeze in everything. And so we're going to say that this is a prelude to our next episode, which is going to take place on Friday at 6:30 to 7. So we want to invite you to come back. And Walter, just give them a taste of what they can look forward to and what you might be producing for them on this upcoming Friday.
Well, of course, on Friday we're going to have a diamonds and definition. I could tell you, you could get prepared. There's going to be two definitions on Friday, the definitions being Black Power and Black Nationalism. And to know the rest, you're just going to have to tune in on Friday at 6:30.
Well, that sounds good to me. While this program did not provide all the answers, which is not what we were exactly trying to do, but raise the question and raise the awareness so that you can go out and do research and activate by becoming active in some form or fashion. So we want to thank you for tuning in, checking us out, pressing the icon, and Quest Youth Radio is the best youth radio. Any last words, Walter?
See y'all Friday. That's all I got.
Okay. And that's going to be a wrap. I want to thank our listeners. I want to thank our callers who participated in the broadcast this evening. And we'll see everybody Friday. Great job, Walt.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Peace.
Quest Youth Radio.
Best Youth Radio.
There you go.